Jy luister nou na Pretoria se lekkerste radiostasie, Lekker FM.
Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3. Ek gesels met kaptein Dave Miller. Hierdie is jou misdaadverslag. Captain, how are you?
I'm doing very well, as always.
That's good.
Great.
We're talking about drinking and driving.
Yeah.
Something that will never stop.
No, unfortunately yeah, not. Yeah. You know, we always say this when we talk about this subject, yeah, is the amount of accidents that are caused as a result of people that are under the influence.
Yes.
Some of them are minor accidents, and then unfortunately you have the other extreme of that, which is where there's often deaths that occur,
yeah, yeah,
as a result of somebody who has been drinking and driving.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
No, definitely not. I mean, remember that, especially where accidents are concerned,
yeah,
and where people have lost their lives, is that you're going to sit with a criminal record, and you're going, yeah, to sit with the guilt of having caused somebody else's death. You know, be,
yes,
it a passenger, be it another vehicle that is involved with you, doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to sit with that guilt, and you're going to sit with a criminal record. If you're caught in a roadblock, or you're pulled over by police officials and you've been drinking and you're over the limit, once again, you're going to sit with a criminal record.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, 90% of employment opportunities today require police clearance. They want to know what your sort of criminal history is, and, you know, have you ever been involved with the law before and things like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of people go like, ah, yeah, you know, it's only drinking and driving, and but it has a lot to say with your character, yeah, at the end of the day,
yes,
you know.
What happens if you make an accident but no one else is hurt? It's only you,
mm-hmm,
your car, that was written off, and you go to hospital and you were drunk. What happens? Nothing. I know it's difficult. I mean,
okay,
the police don't often get called to a situation like that. But,
yes,
I mean, this car is in the middle of the road.
What so where we attend accidents,
yeah,
and there's evidence or indication, or somebody comes forward and says, listen, they suspect that this person has been drinking and,
yeah,
driving,
yeah,
then we need to investigate that further.
Okay. Okay.
So where a person has already been taken to hospital, okay, then there are procedures that we follow.
Okay.
Yeah. We will then get the doctor's report and things like that. And a lot of people are under this opinion that because you've now gone off to hospital and everything, you're safe.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
remember, there is still the testimony of the doctor.
Yes.
In terms of your sobriety and things like that. You know, yes, you've been administered medicines and things like this, but we can still get statements,
okay,
from the medical,
yeah,
staff that assisted you, from the paramedics that took you off to the hospital and things like that. And what you need to remember is that there's two sides to the charge. The one side is driving under the influence of alcohol.
Yeah.
And then the second part of the charge is driving under the influence of alcohol whilst your blood level content is more than.
Okay, yeah.
0.003,
yes, yeah,
or something like that. I can't remember exactly. So, you know, when you go to court, you can actually still be convicted should your blood level not be higher than what it legally is, because you could still be unable to operate the vehicle in a safe and sufficient manner,
yes,
and you can be under the influence,
okay,
of alcohol. Mm. So there's two sides to that charge.
Thank you so much, Captain.
Thank you very much, Petra.
Have a nice day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Lekker FM.